Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We just thank you for the beautiful weather you've been giving us. All your many blessings. We just ask that you be with the prayer requests that were mentioned this morning. Floyd and Jessica, and brothers and sisters in Mexico and Guatemala, Colombia, and around the world. We just ask that you help us to live for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so this morning I think we are in Psalm 70. 71. Alright, it starts out by David of the sons of Jonadab, and the first one taken captive. O God, in you I hope, may I never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness, and set me free. Incline your ear to me, and save me. Be to me a God for protection, and a strong place for salvation. For you are my foundation and my refuge. O my God, deliver me from the hand of the sinner, from the hand of those who transgress the law and act unjustly. For you are my patience, O Lord. The Lord is my hope from my youth. By you I have been supported from birth. From my mother's womb you have been my protector. My song shall always be of you. I am become as a wonder to many, and you are my strong helper. Let my mouth be filled with your praise, that I may sing of your glory and of your magnificence all the day long. Do not abandon me in the time of old age. When my strength fails, do not forsake me. For my enemies speak against me, and those who watch for my soul plot together, saying, God forsook him, pursue and lay hold of him, for there is no deliverer. O God, do not stand far off from me. O my God, give heed to help me. Let those who falsely accuse my soul be shamed and forsaken. Let those who seek evils for me be covered with shame and reproach. But I will hope continually, and I will add to all your praise. My mouth shall proclaim your righteousness, your salvation all the day, for I am not acquainted with learning. I shall enter into the power of the Lord. O Lord, I shall remember your righteousness, yours alone. You taught me, O God, from my youth, and from then until now I will proclaim your wonders. And even to old age and to my last breath, O God, do not abandon me until I proclaim your arm to every coming generation. Yes, your mighty deeds and your righteousness. O God, I proclaim the magnificent things you did, even to the highest heaven. O God, who is like you? How great and evil are the afflictions you showed me, and you returned and made me live. And you raised me up again from the depths of the earth. You multiplied your greatness, and you returned and comforted me. You brought me up again from the depths of the earth. Truly, I will give thanks to you with the instrument of a psalm, O God. I will sing to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will greatly rejoice when I sing to you. My soul, which you redeem. My tongue shall meditate on you, righteousness, all the day long. When those who seek evils for me are dishonored and shamed. Seemed like that chapter was just talking about asking a lot of help from God. All through there, just continually asking God for help. About all I had on it, kind of long. Maybe you could tell us in your verses, what do you...
Good. Mine is about when David was running away from Saul, he got hungry, and he went to the priest, and the priest said, if your young men have been away from their wives, they can eat the show bread. And then God allowed him to eat the show bread without punishing him or anything.
we're supposed to have verses about somebody who God helped. And mine was when Hagar had to go away from Sarah. She was in the desert, and her and her son didn't have water, and her son was going to die, and so she put him down and went away. And then here God said, "Look, there's a spring of water, and take your son and let him drink the water." And that's how God helped her.
One time there was a blind man, and he came to Jesus, and he needed help, and Jesus spit in the dust and made clay and put it on his eyes, and he got better.
Luke 17:12-16. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And so it was as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan.
In Luke chapter 7, a centurion had a sick servant and asked God to heal him, and he was about to die, and God healed him.
Daniel got thrown into the lion's den because he prayed to the Lord and not the king. And God sent an angel to close the lion's mouth so they couldn't eat him.
Okay. Next week I want you guys to memorize a couple verses. In Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. You're going to memorize those two and be ready to say them. And then the older boys will have to memorize 11 through 14 of Titus 2. You're dismissed.
I thought about when David was running from Saul, God helped him physically by keeping him safe and making sure he's fed, but he also helped him spiritually to still love Saul and have respect for his king.
In Acts 12, Peter was preaching and the king didn't like that, and so he caught Peter and put him in prison, and he had two guards on both sides of him, or a guard on each side of him, and guards at the door, and then he was sleeping, and an angel came and told him to bumped him and told him to get up, and he got up and he said, "Put your shoes on." And he put his shoes on, and the angel just took him over, and the door opened in front of them, and they went out, and then pretty soon the angel left him, and all this time there were people praying, brethren praying in another house for him to, and so then when the angel left him, he kind of had to pinch himself to see if he was awake and if he wasn't just dreaming, and it was real. So he went to the house and then they rejoiced that he was free from prison.
Luke 8, where it talks about the man Jairus went and asked Jesus to come and heal his daughter. She was dying, and so Jesus was walking up to Jairus' house, and a lady touched him from behind. She was crippled or something was wrong with her, and she just knew if she could touch his garments, then she would be healed. And she was healed because she touched him. And then he went to the man's house and healed that man's daughter after she had died.
had Matthew 8 where a leper came to Jesus and asked Peter, Lord, if you're willing, will you heal me? And he did. And then the same chapter, a centurion asked him to come heal his servant. And he did. And then I just was kind of blessed this morning that drilled some rye the week before last, and it's really starting to come up pretty good, but it's really starting to need some rain. And it's getting kind of critical, and there's a chance of rain every day in the forecast for next week this morning, so that was a blessing.
I had Acts 22 about Saul. Saul thought he was doing what was right by persecuting the Christians, so Jesus spoke to him and asked him why he persecuted him. Then Jesus told him to go to Damascus, and he'll be told what to do.
I read Ruth this morning. It was just kind of inspired by the story. And I was going to share a few verses. Basically, what I got out of it was that, I'll just kind of start from the beginning of the story. This Naomi, her husband dies, and both of her daughter's husbands die. So it's looking pretty bleak. And Naomi said to Ruth, look, your sister-in-law returned to her people and to her gods. Return you after your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, do not ask me to leave you, nor turn back from following you. And then, anyway, Ruth could have gone back to her gods, but she wanted to be faithful to Naomi. And she did something that took faith to do. And God, the way God blessed her was that she carried out the family line of Jesus. And I just thought that was pretty neat.
I had John 9:1-7. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, and that made this man blind? Jesus answered, neither hath he sinned nor his parents, but the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work my works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. As long as I'm on the earth, I am the light of the world. Then when he has spake, he spit on the ground and made clay of the spit, and then anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said, go wash in the pool of Simon. And he went his way, and therefore he washed, and he came seeing.
I had in Exodus where the children of Israel were going out of Egypt, and they were hungry, and they complained, and God helped them and gave them food, and they were thirsty, so they complained, and then God had Moses hit the rock and to give them water, and God helped them fight their enemies later, and so he just really helped the Israelites.
I had in Judges 6-8, Gideon only had 300 men, and the Midianites were like numerous as locusts. And their camels unnumbered, and the Israelites scared them away. I mean, the
the Gideon.
I had Joshua, or not Joshua, I had 1 Kings 18 where the woman, the widow's son died and Joshua came and she said, what have I done to, or Elijah said, what have I done, God, that this woman helped me and you slayed her son. And then he healed, he laid on twice and, or three times and he healed him.
And 1 Kings 17 or 3 Kingdom 17, Elijah came to the foreign land and this lady was, didn't have any, it was a famine and she was fixing the last meal for her son and Elijah told her to make some bread for him first and she said that she didn't have enough. He said, do it. And she did and ended up God, she trusted him and God gave her food for the rest of the famine.